This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Farmers frustrated by red tape of USDA farm programs and inaccuracies and information gaps in commodity reports could get some relief in the near future. USDA's Farm and Foreign Agricultural Service, or FFAS, currently is reviewing improvements that could be made by consolidating information required to participate in farm programs administered by the Farm Service Agency, Federal Crop Insurance Program, and the Risk Management Agency. The Ag Department also is looking for ways to get more timely information, mostly via technology, to improve the accuracy of commodity reports issued by the National Agricultural Statistics Service, or NAS. Michael Skews, Acting Undersecretary of FFAS, met with business leaders and farmers this week at a roundtable meeting at the FSA State Office in Springfield. The timing of the meeting, in which Skews discussed the Acreage Crop Reporting Streamlining Initiative project, was impeccable, as USDA just last month issued a crop acreage stocks report that confounded many farmers and traders. USDA, after it released its June acreage report, announced it would resurvey farmers in some areas to get a better handle on the numbers. Skews, in a news conference after the roundtable meeting, said precision ag technology will be a key to improve the timeliness and accuracy of NAS reports. He believes many farmers within the next 3 to 5 years will be able to use computer chips to record acreage data during planting and yield data at harvest and download that information directly to USDA county offices. Technology also will be the key to allow USDA agencies such as FSA and RMA to share crop reports from farmers to reduce paperwork requirements. The streamlining project is not intended to reduce USDA offices, and there are 2,241 nationwide or personnel, according to Skews. Farmers who do not embrace technology still will be able to report crop information in person at their local FSA offices. The 2011 Ore Center Agronomy Field Day will take place at the Ore Center near Perry, Illinois, starting at 4 p.m. on Monday, July 18th. Speakers from the University of Illinois will lead discussions on topics of current interest for producers, consultants, and landowners. A meal will be served at no charge after the event to those who take part in the tours. Speakers will include Carl Bradley, U of I plant pathologist, who will discuss the new threat of fungicide resistance. Brian Dyers, soybean breeder, will talk about breeding progress in soybeans. Entomologist Mike Gray will discuss the new threat of stink bugs and the old nemesis, corn rootworm. Emerson Nafziger will talk about tillage for corn production, and Fabian Fernandez will discuss soil test variability and how to deal with it. Doug Maxwell will provide an update on weed management issues. The first tour group will leave at 4 p.m., followed by groups leaving at about 4:20 and another at 4:40. Tours will last 2 hours with time for questions at each stop. Continuing education, one unit of IPM and one half unit each of crop production and nutrient management will be available for CCAs. The Ore Center is located on Illinois Route 104, about 4 miles west from the intersection of Illinois Routes 107 and 104, north of Griggsville. For more information, contact Mike Vos at 217-236-4911. The Illinois Farm Bureau's annual Commodities Conference, Local to Global, Knowledge is Power, will be held on Wednesday, July 27th at the Marriott Hotel and Conference Center on Broadway Street in Normal. This year's conference addresses the broad spectrum of knowledge needed to be successful in agriculture from local to global in today's markets. The conference will feature an opening general session on consumer buying and purchasing trends entitled Using Knowledge and Technology to Satisfy Local to Global Consumer Choices, and featured speaker is Grady Bishop, Director of U.S. Swine Business Unite, Elanco Animal Health. 14 breakout sessions will center around topics including the weather, transportation, futures contracts, animal agriculture, local markets, and Illinois farm families. The closing presenter will be Jerry Carroll, an ag humorist. The conference is open to Farm Bureau members, staff, farmers, and agricultural professionals. The cost is $35 per person, lunch is included, and registration the day of the event will begin at 7:30 a.m. at the Marriott. The Illinois Farm Bureau is a member of the American Farm Bureau Federation, a national organization of farmers and ranchers. Founded in 1916, IFB is a nonprofit membership organization controlled by farmers who join through their county farm bureau. Illinois Farm Bureau has a total membership of more than 426,000 and a voting membership of 83,290. Illinois Farm Bureau represents 2 out of 3 Illinois farmers. Cyclists will travel through a 6-county area during the 16th annual Illinois Agriculture in the Classroom, or IAITC, bike ride. This cross-country style ride, September 6th through 8th, is an annual fundraising event hosted by the IAA Foundation to support the Illinois Agriculture in the Classroom program. Each year, the IAITC bike ride heads to a new location in the state of Illinois and hosts upwards of 100 cyclists. This year, the ride highlights routes through Christian, Logan, Macoupin, Menard, Montgomery, and Sangamon counties, with lodging and evening activities in the Springfield area. Cyclists stop at approximately 30 schools along the ride to provide students with an interactive lesson on the importance of agriculture, and also includes a portion on bicycle safety. All routes follow paved roads and will begin and end in Springfield each day. Riders can participate for 1, 2, or 3 days and have the option to ride short 40 miles, medium 65 miles, or long 100 mile routes. The IAA Foundation is now taking registrations to participate in this year's event. Riders who register by August 22nd can save $20 on registration fees and pay only $75. After August 22nd, the registration fees will increase to $95. Individuals who raise funds for Illinois Agriculture in the Classroom will receive special benefits as a rider. Those who collect between $250 and $499 in donations receive free registration. Raising between $500 and $999 earns free registration and meals, and raising $1,000 or more earns free registration, meals, and lodging. More details on registration and how to raise funds to support your ride are available online at www.iaafoundation.org or by calling 309-557-2230. Illinois Agriculture in the Classroom is the top funding priority of the IAA Foundation, Illinois Farm Bureau's charitable foundation, which funds educational, research, and charitable activities that benefit Illinois farm families and agriculture. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.